We'll move there little by little because we don't want to leave any heel marks on the pavement as we drag you back into alignment with who you are. But this is a really good environment where the possibility or probability of you coming into that awareness is greater than almost any other condition, because as we have the opportunity over so many days to tell you from your broader perspective who you really are and what you are about and why you have come forth, as you listen with an attitude of wanting to remember, it is our expectation that you will begin to reverberate more in the vibrational frequency of who you really are. Do you know that when you find a reason to worry about something, you vibrate yourself out of the frequency of who you really are? Now, you don't vibrate all of yourself out of the frequency, because the source energy part of you never leaves the frequency of knowing who you are. The source energy part of you, the inner being part of you, the soul part of you, some call it the God part of you, that non-physical energy part of you that remains eternally non-physical, that part of you never ceases to know your own value. Never ceases for a moment. So when you find reason to find fault with yourself, the reason it feels so bad is because you've vibrated right out of range, so to speak, of who you really are. And that negative emotion that you call guilt or uneasiness or dissatisfaction or disrespect for yourself, that's your indication that you have departed vibrationally from who you really are. Now, we want to be soft about those words, because when we talk about separation or disconnection or vibrating out of range, those words are all too strong, because you can never really vibrate out of range. You can never have an experience that takes you so far from who you are that there is no return, because in what you call your death experience, which we lovingly call your croaking experience, you will return to who you are. In other words, this source energy part of you remains dominantly focused in a vibration of well-being, and you will never depart from that. But while you are here in your physical body, here's what you said. You said, I'm willing to go forth into a leading-edge environment and explore the contrast for the purpose of personally coming to clear ideas of what would be better for my world now. And the source energy part of you said, and we will remain eternally focused in this vibration of well-being, and we will offer the signal of it so that it will never be out of reach for you, but it will be your job to tune yourself to it. We will remain constantly pure, positive energy. In other words, the source within you said, we will love no matter what you choose to do. We will find value no matter what you choose to do. The source energy part of you said, when your life, as you sift through the contrast, causes you to really find something abhorrent, in that moment, and the more abhorrent it is, the more you are asking for something the opposite of that, when your life causes you to ask, we will turn our undivided attention to what you are asking for, and we will hold steady to that vibration, beaming a signal, so to speak, so strong that you will always be aware from the moment of giving birth to it of your vibrational relationship to that new, amended, expanded desire or expanded, amended version of you. Did you hear what we just said? In other words, when life causes you to become more, the source within you becomes it, includes it, and holds it for you, offering steady the signal. Now, what that means to you is you can always tell your relationship to that signal, because when you line up with it, you'll feel fabulous. And when you don't, you'll feel awful. In other words, the more in alignment you are with your expanded being, the better you feel. The more out of alignment, the worse you feel. And so you knew, the source within you said, we will stand in this place of always being the expanded version of you. And as you just live life and pay attention to the way you feel, you will know whether you're keeping up with that expanded version. We like to say that in this way. You will know if you are keeping up with you. Now, many of our physical friends, bless your hearts, you are so human, which is almost synonymous with humble, in that somehow you've decided that source is one thing or God is one thing and that you are another, and we are wanting you to understand that you are all the same and that you cannot cease being the same. You cannot stop being the source that really you are.